For all your Disney Vacation Club needs, be it buying, selling, or renting points for your next vacation, check out our sponsor over at dvcshop.com. Now on with the show.
Clear of the doors. Por favor, manténganse alejado de las puertas.
We welcome you aboard our highway of guide.
If you're standing, please hold on to the handrails and stay clear of the automatic doors. They will be closing in a moment. Thank you.
Welcome to Monorail Tales. Tonight we will be talking about our adventure down to celebrate the Magic Kingdom's 50th anniversary. This will be the first time that all the co-hosts will be together at Disney at the same time. Anyway, for tonight, unfortunately, not all of our co-hosts could make it to the show. Michelle is currently at Disney. And Jeff is busy rounding up pigs and goats at the local state fair. But we do have Michael, Bill, Rick, and Steve might be able to join us a bit later on. So he's a question mark as always. We are going to talk about what plans we have, each of us, you know, what plans we have for our time down at Disney. And also some of the things we are looking forward to. And maybe some of the things we're not looking forward to. So anyway, let's get this discussion going. And is there anyone that would like to go first, or is it Sheila's pick? It's Sheila's pick.
It's ladies' night.
Oh, no. I'm no lady.
It's lady night. There's just one of them.
Okay, so let's get going then, guys. I'm going to start with you, Michael. And the first question I have for you is, what does it mean to you being there on the 50th anniversary to the actual day of when the park gates first opened to the public?
So for me, it means a good bit for multiple reasons. And for one aspect of it that is kind of weird. Firstly, and I've talked about this on the show before, me being into Disney and Leslie, the wife, being into Disney, like, it's not a happenstance thing, but how we got sucked into it is because I've said before, she and I, when we were dating and whatnot, we played the question game, which is, you know, you start off with what's your favorite color? Oh, mine's blue. What's yours? Oh, mine's purple or whatever. And then you get to, you know, eventually into like, oh, what do you believe about corporal punishment? Blah, 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 blah. You know, you get into the heavy stuff and whatever. And you talk about just whatever. And we would do that to kind of just get to know each other. We met online. And, you know, figure out, is this somebody, whatever. Disney never came up in any of that. And so then we got married and decided that we needed to pick a place to go on a honeymoon. And she, on a whim, said, what do you think about Walt Disney World? And I was like, heck yes. But we had never discussed it. And then come to find out, we go down for a honeymoon and we're instantly just addicted. And it was really weird because neither one of us talked about it, but we knew, but we were both Disney people. For some reason, it never came up. So anyway, I say that to say then that all of us going on this 50th trip was kind of a whim. I think, if I'm remembering correctly, I think Michelle or I, somebody, saw that they were opening up reservations, like when it was like last August or something. And I think I said, or Michelle, one of us said something about booking a trip. And then like the next day, I think we messaged in our Facebook group, like, guess who's going to be at Disney at the same time? And we were like, oh my God, all of us go. And it was just kind of like, we didn't plan on doing this. And so that's really cool. But then just the whole thing of like, we weren't there for the 45th. We missed that by a little bit, but just to be there on the 50th to me is something special. And this is going to cause people to be angry, and that's fine. I've not been to Disneyland. I'm not comparing the two parks in any sense of that. I view the Magic Kingdom and Walt Disney World differently than Disneyland for the sheer reason that it bugs me when people just say Disney World, like not really, but a little bit, because it was very important to everyone other than Walt that this have his name. And a lot of people will say, well, it's Disneyland. Yeah, but it's Disney. It's not Walt Disney. And this to me is like his huge, it wasn't the first, but it was the huge, let's do this thing. And, you know, we're going to call it the Florida Project and whatever. And the fact that he didn't get to see things open and whatnot is sad. But just to know that this was his vision and that people around him kind of forced him or really, and you know, what's the word I'm looking for, influenced him to name it Walt Disney World. It just means something a little different to me. And so it's important. And then on top of that, like it's my park, like it's my place. I haven't been to Disneyland. Even if I had been, I would not have gone as often because I'm in Atlanta and it's not that far to Walt Disney World. So it means a lot because like I said, we missed, you know, I think we missed the Epcot anniversary. We missed Magic Kingdom's 45th. So to be there on one, and also, let's just be honest, 50 is a little cooler than 45 or 35. Like, 50 is a big deal. So I think it'll be super cool. But that's how I view it and why I think it's going to be an amazing thing. And we got into Magic Kingdom on October 1st, which to me is even better. Being down there and getting there on the 2nd would be cool. But to be there on the actual anniversary is just amazing.
Yeah. And I do believe it was you, Michael, that started this, you know, let's all get together. So
you're welcome. Bill,
you cost us hundreds of dollars, Michael.
Yes.
Bill, would you like to take it next?
What was the question again?
Okay. What does it mean to you?
I'm just teasing.
First edit. Thank you, Bill.
Excellent comments there, Michael. I was joking because he was very elaborate on it. Just one quick thing about the Walt Disney World, and I know that's why they named it that, Walt, to give him credit, but I almost like saying just Disney World because Roy did so much to get it to actually happen, and he doesn't get as much credit as he does sometimes, but that's just me.
You're not wrong, Bill.
So anyway, it just the opportunity to be something with Disney, not a landmark, whatever it's called. Help me here, guys.
It's like landmark occasion.
No, we'll go with that. I'm sorry. Landmark occasion. Just to be able to go and be there and say, hey, I was at the 50th anniversary of Walt Disney World opening. And not only that, I mean, I'm sure it's going to be a madhouse. But the other thing that's kind of exciting for me is like being in this community, you know, through the Facebook group and through the podcasting and stuff like that, to be able to meet people besides, of course, you guys. I'm excited about that. But other people that I've met online and know about and get there and say, oh, there's such and such, there's such and such, and be able to actually go up and maybe say hi to a few of them is a little side note that I'm excited about.
Yeah, and I have to agree with you, Bill, when you say it's not so much the day, it's later on down the road that you can turn around to people and say, I was there on the 50th, on the actual day, you know, and that is a good feeling. Because just very quickly, Michael, Steve and I did that for the 60th anniversary at Disneyland. And it is a good feeling. Michael, you wanted to say something?
I was just going to say, I'm looking probably most forward to signing autographs. That'll be a blast.
Okay. I'll edit that bit out.
As long as those autographs are in your checkbook and you're giving those checks to me, sign away, Michael.
I mean, I was going to donate to charity, but if you want to take it, Bill.
I've changed my name to Charity.
Oh, wow. Okay. Rick, would you like to follow all of that?
Not really. No. I'm not excited. I'm not going. I've already canceled my trip.
Actually, I don't know if I should say this or not, but I really have not been too excited for some reason until I got my hair appointment. Then I started getting excited. And then I'm thinking, oh my gosh, this is crazy. I'm going to meet you all. And I know at one point you and I had messaged each other and the words kind of hit me because you said, I'm excited. And Rick, you never get excited. So it was just a shock seeing those words.
It's hard to be excited when you're asleep.
I haven't been asleep for years. Thank you.
Oh, by the way, Sheila, your hair looks fabulous.
Oh, thank you, darling.
Not yet, had it done.
Oh, sorry, Rick. You broke up.
I said not yet. You haven't had it done.
Yes, I have.
Yeah, but it's been like how many weeks since you got hair done?
It was earlier this week. I mean, get on with stuff.
Yeah.
Rick, I mean, I know that.
Until we see pictures.
Oh, okay.
Let's go on. I'm distracting. Sorry.
No, that's all right. As Andre would say, we're off the beam here. So let's get back on. Okay. Rick,
I'm excited fact that I get to see France, I guess. Yeah, because, you guys will be there. There are other people listened or are associated with will be there. Our friends Jeff and Carly Pazitano, they're going to be there. Dave and Tony Ann, Aaron and Scott Daves from the Mickey Fowl podcast, Dave and Tony Ann from the Disney Crush podcast. People watching us to say hi. I'm also excited because today is the day before we arrive on September 29th. So he's excited to be going for his birthday. And that is something that we didn't really think would happen because his birthday is so early in the school year. Both girls are right around 13, so we've been for their birthdays. So right. I'm excited because he's excited about it.
So when does everybody arrive? Michael? What's your arrival date down to Disney?
We get there on the 30th, and we have no park day planned. This is the first time in our history that we haven't driven down in the middle of the night and gone straight to a park. We just decided to say kind of screw it, and we're going to just go in on the 30th, 30 days of September, and we're going to check in and hang, go to the pool, go to Disney Springs, whatever. But we're getting in on the 30th.
Okay, and you are driving.
Yes.
So what time of day are you hoping to hit Disney then?
So we'll probably leave around like 8 or so in the morning that day because I'm just not. We drove down all night with Charlie for her 13th birthday, and that's fine. I'm not waking a 2.5-year-old up at midnight and driving down. Yeah. So we're just going to get up, we'll pack and everything the night before and basically just, throw toothbrushes into the bag, load them up in the car and put the kids in and head down probably around 8-ish. So that would put us getting down there around 4 or so.
Don't forget you have a supper arrangement that night.
Yes. We will be there for that.
Great. What about you, Rick? What day do you get there?
September 30th.
Oh, okay. And you're flying, right?
Yes. We should arrive at 3:45, I think.
Yeah. I mean, we're doing the same. We're getting there on the 30th. No park plans for us that day. We hopefully will get there about 9 o'clock in the morning, as long as American Airlines don't change our time zone, I think. And just lazy day on the Thursday. What about you, Bill?
We are getting in on the 29th of September. or flying. We added an extra night stay just because of the flight times. We're a little worried that we wouldn't be able to make the dinner date on that Thursday. All these dates are messing me up. So that's why we did that. So basically we'll have get in. I don't know what time it is on that Wednesday and be able to take our time, check into the hotel, have a nice dinner, hopefully. And then we haven't figured out. I have Magic Kingdom picked for that Thursday, but I don't know what we're doing for as far as a park day on that day or not.
I'm excited about any of the days that Steve and I are going to be there. But I think Thursday to me is going to be my magical day because I think it's the first time that we're all going to get together as a crew. We are going out for supper to celebrate. And afterwards, all being well, we don't have a confirmed time yet. But after supper, we will be doing a meetup down in Disney Springs. And my plan is to maybe suggest to you guys that we have it, you know, in the balloon area. So I can get on the balloon and look down and take everyone's picture in a crowd. So how's that?
Sheila, I think you're just excited because our supper, as you call it, is in a pub.
Yeah, I wasn't going to say that, but you might be right. So how do you think that's going to go? As all seeing each other for the first time? I mean, wow. Rick, would you like to answer that one first?
Well, the only person that will be there that I haven't met is Michael. So,
oh wow,
I'm not too worried about it. I've met you. I've met Steve. I've met Michelle.
Right. Well, right. I'll meet
Jeff once, but I haven't.
I think it's just going to be awesome. I really do. And actually, the sponsor for DVC Shop is going to be joining us, which I think is also. I'm looking forward to that, but let's make sure she doesn't sit next to Michael. That's all I can say.
I was gonna say there might be an issue if the two of us are in a large group with alcohol.
Yes.
I don't know. I'm excited just because I think it'll be fun and really cool. The weird thing, Rick, is that like I'm the opposite of you. I have not met IRL anyone except for Michelle, and it's not 100% accurate to say that because other than Michelle, the only person from the podcast that I've met is no longer part of the podcast. But yeah, so I think it should be fun. It should be cool. I think it'll be interesting to see the dynamics just because I've got two kids. The Rolkies have like 12, and getting everybody with spouses. I joke with Michelle, and I work with Michelle's husband, Daniel, and I joke with both of them because Michelle and I are so much alike. And it's funny because Daniel and Leslie are so much alike that basically Michelle and I will be hanging out and Leslie and Daniel will be hanging out. And it's really funny, but it'll be interesting just to see the dynamic and who knows what it's going to be like in Raglan Road with a bunch of us and then everybody else that's there. It should be fun. It should be interesting.
I do believe we have what they call the private room. I think we're off in a room separate. So I think
we'll just invite people in. We'll be like, do you know who we are? Come join us.
Well, I'm hoping that we'll all be wearing the Monorail Tales t-shirt, which I will talk about later on before we close out, Michael.
We have merchandise? Seriously?
We have merch. Yeah. Yes, we do. You got money? You can get a t-shirt, honey. How about that? Okay, so Bill, meeting up down at Disney Springs. Any comments?
I mean, right now it's okay. I'm sure as it gets closer and like that night before or the day of, I'll start getting probably a little nervous. I one thing that I guess right now has helped with that nerves is one of the other podcasts who I won't mention, a group got together that we're part of, and you know, I was upset that I was not able to go, but I was happy because they got along so well. You know, they interacted on Facebook and stuff like that. So that's the same thing we are. So, you know, I'm looking forward to it. It's going to be interesting to see the, you know, I know Daniel, not Daniel, Michael and Michelle know each other probably our best. And I think Steve and you, Sheila, pretty well know each other, but
no, I don't know about that.
It's going to kind of be interesting to see the dynamics of, you know, who starts hanging out with who or whatever, if we're all just go our separate directions or, that's going to be kind of interesting. And that's, you know, that's kind of what I'm looking, you know, it's like I have an idea who I think I want to talk to and we'll see how it happens.
Yeah, who are you going to sit with? You know, it's things like that, isn't yeah. it? It's like first date, if you think about
obviously
it.
Obviously, I'm going to sit by Owen.
You're probably better off. And in fact, like Bill, give the other group a shout out. Because they're our dear friends. And give the other group that you're talking about.
It's the DubDub Review. And a lot of them are, it's the Edcott group. And a lot of them have came into the Monorail Tells group, Facebook group. So, you know, we're all kind of intertwined in a sense. But yeah.
Yeah. It's a great podcast, another great podcast to listen to. So I would highly recommend checking those out as well.
I mean, you should listen to ours first and then theirs, but it's still good.
Who listens to ours?
Nobody.
Not true.
Yeah, it's not true, actually. Well, I still got my friend over in Spain. That was the very first international download that we had, and they're still with us. And
listener in every state.
Yeah.
How is it, Sheila, that the first international listener was from Spain when we have a Brit on the podcast?
What can I say? No, I mean, we've got them from all around the world, and one day, I mean, it would be really great, you know, when we go down to Disney to be able to meet, you know, at least some of the ones that maybe listen to the show or follow us, you know, even on Facebook. You know, I know Abby, our dear sweet Abby, is going to be there. And she is beyond excited. I mean, overload excitement. And she is going to join us.
You are not understating that. She's super duper excited.
Oh yes.
I think she may have liked things on all of my Instagram accounts like multiple times. I don't know how you could do that. I don't think it's possible, but she did. Because I'll just get a flurry of notifications, and it's like, Abby Normal liked your post. Abby Normal liked your post. I'm just like, okay, that's great. I know she's excited.
When we talk, she says to me that she's going to end up crying. So we better have Kleenex on us, guys, for sure. Okay. I'm really excited, as I said, about the Thursday. Now, the next day is the first, which is the actual anniversary of those gates opening 50 years ago. What's everyone's plan for that day? And let me ask it in this way. Is your plan to stay in the park all day or take a break? Bill, would you like to start this off?
It's... this keeps on coming up in my mind to try to figure out what I want to do. I mean, first of all, it's like I didn't get any ADRs. I don't have any ADRs at all for that day. Nothing's available in the park. Nothing's available close to the park. So it's like, I mean, I don't have a problem with quick service, but I don't know how crazy it's going to be. And the other thing is, I'm almost afraid to leave the park, and I don't know how it works if you leave the park, if they close, you know, like no more people allowed in the park, if you can re-enter or not. So I'm a little nervous about that. So my plan right now is just to take it in stride, soak in as much as I can. Don't care if I go on a ride or not. Mm-hmm. I just want to, you know, just soak in, just be in there and do a lot of people watching.
Yeah.
And I'm sure there's going to be, imagine there's going to be a few senior staff, or what do you want to call them, from the Disney Corporation there. So, you know, I'll be fanboying that.
Yeah. Maybe Michael or Rick, do you know the answer to Bill's question? My understanding is if you've got a pass to get into the park for the day, you can get in at any time. Am I correct in thinking that?
I think you're correct. Just because that's the reason that they came up with the park reservation system, right? They can know how many people, quote, reserved that park. The issue comes in when you have people that reserved Hollywood, but then they have a park hopper, etc. I'm interested to see what's going to happen with attendance, just because I don't know if anyone else has seen or heard, but there have been some pretty decent amount of cancellations I've heard with tickets and reservations and resorts and whatnot. I feel like it'll probably pick up the closer we get to it, but I'm pretty sure you can get back in. Our issue is we have a 2.5-year-old, and we've decided that, like, we used to do hardcore, you know, rope drop to the cast members are literally kicking us out, and we decided we're not going to do that. So, like, if Katie needs a nap, we go back to the resort. So hopefully we'll get back in, but, you know, I'm pretty sure we will. But we're going to kind of take it easy.
Yeah. And I think that's going to be the same for Steve and I. You know, I mean, rides, they really don't mean that much to me, except one ride. And I'm hoping that we can pull this one together. So we've got the meet and greet Thursday evening. One thing I would like to do, and I will be chatting to all of you guys just to see what, if we're going to able to do it, what time is a good time. I would love us all to go on one ride together at Magic Kingdom and invite any one of our, you know, fans out there to come and join us as well if they wanted to.
That sounds super fun.
Yeah, I think so. We did it, and I don't know if you're being sarcastic there, but we did it.
We did it on Pirates. Because I did go to the Epcot family vacation with the Dubs, and we had a whole, the whole front half of a boat on Pirates, and we had a whole log on Splash Mountain. You know, we had several seats at Big Thunder, and it is fun to share those experiences with friends. So yeah. I'm excited for Small World. It would be really cool if we could do Pirates too, just to see you hear you scream.
Most definitely. I think my first thought is the kids that we've got with us. You know, Michael's kids and, you know, your kids and things. So, I mean, that's number one priority, is making sure, you know, our kids are good, whatever ride we go on. But yeah, I'll do Pirates with you, Rick. Okay. I'll sit by you and I'll cling tightly to you. Steve will love you for that. You know, he wouldn't have to put up with me. Sorry.
I'll just sit in the row behind you.
So anyway, that's something else I'm looking forward to on the first, if we can sort of pull it together, guys. You know, let's do a ride on that day. I'm just trying to think. Rick, have you answered that question? I don't think you have. Are you going to be staying in the park all day or what?
I'm not sure. Like Bill mentioned, I did have some worries about leaving and being able to come back. I do shopping that on the app or the website, they will indicate whether or not the park is available for park hopping. So if somebody wants to park hop to Magic Kingdom, you know, I think that there's a chance that they won't be able to.
Yeah.
As far as leaving and coming back, I don't know if they would lump you in with the park hoppers or not. I mean, I know that there have been days where there are no park reservations available for certain parks, but you know, the parks have not been closed for capacity at all. So it's just kind of interesting to see how it's going to play out. Another factor is that it's Liam's birthday and he really wants to go to Animal Kingdom sometime on this trip. And I don't want to be the father that makes the kids do whatever it is I want to do.
Yeah.
So, you know, there is possibility that we may park hop somewhere else. I'm not sure if we would be able to do open to close anyways.
I mean, I'm not planning on staying hanging around you guys. I mean, we've all got our families with us. We're all going to be, you know, doing different things at different times. But I think, you know, it would also be nice to do some live feeds. I know Steve's plan for the couple of days that we're all together is to, you know, start recording a podcast that I will come home with and edit and put it, you know, out. So it'll be background noises of Disney and how we're feeling, how grumpy we are because it's crowded and it's hot and where's Bill? He can't get back in. So, yeah, I mean, that's something that Steve and I are looking forward to as well. And I don't know where we're going to eat, Bill, because I've got nowhere. Have you got somewhere for the park, Magic Kingdom, Michael, Rick, to eat?
Nope. I tried booking and there's nothing available, at least when I was booking. So we're just going to kind of play it by ear and possibly do more. We may do more quick serve this trip than we do table serve. We don't know, but
yeah, I would agree. You know, probably quick service is going to be what we have to do. I would probably recommend a time early in the, you know, early in the morning, going on the app, ordering your food and picking a time for when you think you want to eat, because I think podcasts of people going to Disneyland when it opened, you know, they're doing mobile ordering with Avengers Campus, and that the time slots for the meals were disappearing quickly. So if you went at lunchtime, oh, I'm going to mobile order here at Pim's Kitchen or whatever, and you click on the app, there isn't a time to order, a pickup time for 3 or 4 hours. And you know, I know from experience, when we went last month, we went to watch Happily Ever After, and I tried to order food at Casey's Corner in between 8 and 9. The fireworks started at 9:15, and I had an 8:30 booked, and then I backed out of it for a second, and then the next time that was available was 8:50. Which, I mean, we were right there beside Casey's Corner, so it wasn't a stretch for me to walk over there. But the wait to get my food was like 15 minutes after I checked in. So if you're planning on doing a mobile order, I would probably do it in the morning.
Wow.
Get up. You know, pick a time like 1 o'clock for Pecos Bills or whatever, order your food, and then just show up at, you know, 1 o'clock, check in and eat.
I was going to say, I'm just really interested to see. I don't think that that's bad advice at all, but I'm interested to see what happens between now and then, just because I don't know if y'all have been paying attention to people on the social medias and whatnot. And I know that this is just right now and whatever, but like wait times have been stupid quick. People are walking on to Pandora of all things. So I'm interested to see what happens. I don't think that it's going to be an empty park on the 50th by any stretch of the imagination, but I don't know. Things have gotten a little weird. Like, I called it last year, and not on the podcast, so I can't prove it, but you know, Disney shut down everything, and I called it in actually a work meeting, and I said Disney will reopen in June. By June, they'll be fully reopened. And they were. I mean, not fully, but they were reopened. And, you know, we had all those weird reports of, like, you know, there's no fast pass. It makes this happen. It makes that happen. People were like, oh, my God, it's so much worse. There's so much waiting and whatever, whatever. And then, you know, the news cycle happens and things change and things happen. I don't know what's going to happen for this trip in October, just because, you know, as of right now, I think Europe considers America not a safe place to go to because of COVID and deltas and whatever. So I really think we got to play it by ear and just see what happens. Anecdotal evidence is that there are a lot of people that have and are canceling reservations. So I'm not saying at all that you should be able to get a walk-in to Crystal Palace or whatever on the day of the 50th, but I'll be interested to see what happens and what the capacity actually is and what they do. But yeah, as of the last time I checked, there wasn't jack.
Right now, there are hotel reservations available at there, all for that weekend.
Yeah.
Not even the, you know, $1,400 rooms.
Yeah, and so I don't know. But like,
and also, we're within the 30-day cancellation window.
Yeah, true.
So anybody has a package that's going to cancel, you know, we'll have to go through some hoops to try to cancel without having a penalty, because yeah, they are charging penalties. I mean, I'm sure that they could get out of it, but
yeah,
there's work to do to get that.
I'm kind of waiting with bated breath, as I say, to see just what exactly goes down. I think it'll be cool. We've only got like a couple of actual reservations, so we'll just see how that plays out.
I could always play mum here and bring a picnic, and we could go over to Tom Sawyer's Island, and we could have scotch eggs and stuff like that if you want. Have a little
picnic. Bring some haggis.
I've never had haggis. Sorry, Scottish people out there. I don't know if I could either. So, okay, we've answered that one. Okay, let's talk about, because we're at Magic Kingdom. Are any of you planning on buying any merch for the 50th? Or is this something that it doesn't interest you? Michael, do you want to start?
Yeah. We're all about the merch. Disney's hit or miss for me with merch. Like, I just saw a thing, somebody, I don't remember, it was one of the blogs, the Disney food blog or somebody, listed a thing, a post, and said, like, there's a new Loki phone case. And phone cases are where I get angry at Disney, because, like, I'll see a phone case, it's really sweet, and then I realize that they only have it for, like, the iPhone 8. And I'm like, what? Nobody has that phone anymore. But that being said, we're not talking about that kind of merch. We're talking about 50th merch. We took the big kid for her birthday. We did not really set boundaries, per se, on merchandise acquiring. She's very much, you know, I'm a 13-year-old. I do things and, you know, make money and allowance type whatever, and birthdays and whatever, you know, I can pay for it. And we didn't want her to do that, just because we were like, hey, this is your trip, this is your special birthday, blah, blah, blah. And so we were just like, she was like, I'll buy this super expensive shirt or whatever. And we were like, nah, don't worry about it. And then I saw how much we spent, and it was a little scary. So, like, I kind of joked with Leslie. We talked about, like, what do we think our budget is going to be on, you know, merch/souvenirs. And I was joking and said $1,000. And then I started to think about it and look at it. And I was like, oh, God, that's easy. Like, that's so easy to spend $1,000 on, like, merch. Are we going to do that? No. But
yeah.
So that's going to be the fine line of looking at, like, because it gets weird, right? Like, you go in, you go into the Emporium, and you see, you know, maybe you have favorite Disney artists or whatever. Like, you may like, I'm going to butcher, I'm not even going to say his last name, because I just will butcher it. But Jared, that does the cute stuff, he did somebody say his name right so I don't look like an idiot. But, like, he has some really cute stuff. And then you may know Jeff Granito, who's done some amazing stuff for Disney. He actually did the 45th stuff. So I don't know, man. Like, we're going to get the merch, but we have to figure out how much we're willing to part with.
That's a good answer, I think.
Yeah.
How much?
Like, yeah. You know, like, oh, my God, look at this shirt. Well, how often are you going to wear that shirt? How long is it going to last? Oh, look at this, you know, doll, or look at this pen or whatever. I think we're going to gravitate towards specific merch, meaning like 50th related stuff. Anything that's like limited edition, that's not stupid money. You know, if there's a special 50th pen and they only made X amount of them, yeah, I'm going to gravitate towards that. But, you know, the wife and I have talked about it, and we have not come up with any kind of a number or game plan, just because we haven't. But, yeah, there's going to be money dropped.
Yeah. I mean, we're not going to drop big bucks. When we went to the 60th, we got a few items, but they were selected for, like you said, Michael, you know, what we really wanted to buy, not just because it's there. We'd never bought T-shirts. It would be something that we could display and, you know, would show that it was the 60th. In this case, it's going to show it's the 50th. But once again, we're not going to spend big bucks. What about Rick? Are you got any plans for buying any 50th merch?
He fell asleep.
Okay.
Oh, sorry.
No, that's right.
That was on me. Actually, I think I muted myself when I was already unmuted. But anyways, probably. But it depends, because we're flying, so we can't take as much home.
Right.
They released a new Magic Band a couple of days ago. I don't know if anybody saw it. That was, like, super cute. And it had a slider on it. And you could order it for $30 with your room reservations, and it sold out really quickly. Aww. But if they had it in the park, I will get that. I might get Brandy or Emma a spirit jersey or shirt. You know, they like wearing shirts or ears, maybe. It just depends, but probably.
Yeah. What about you, Bill?
It just depends on something that catches my eye. I'm not going to go buy something just to buy it because I was there. I mean, I'll probably, right. I, you know, I want to get a pin because I kind of selectively collect those. But beyond that, you know, I have kind of been avoiding seeing the merch online or anything, just because it's kind of like, I want to see it when I get there.
Yeah.
Because I also don't want to say, like, oh, I want that shirt and get there. Oh, it sold out 5 days ago. Or this guy named Michael came in about 300 of them. So
you can be, you can go to my Etsy shop, and I'm just kidding.
Buy it for triple the price. Actually, I'm not really a cheapskate, but I'll tell you the one thing I'm really looking forward to bringing back, and it's not stuff I bought, it's that program guide that they're going to hand out to you when you walk through the gates, because I think it's going to be a special program guide for that day, maybe for the next 16 months, who knows. But definitely, I think you'll either get a special program guide, or I'm hoping even a PIM. You know, sort of like a, you know, like I'm celebrating sort of type thing. Because whenever we've attended functions similar to this, we've always had something like that. So it's going to be interesting to see if Disney does hand out, you know, the freebie that shows that you were there on October the 1st, 50 years later. So we'll see. We'll see. So that is Magic Kingdom. Next day is Epcot for me. Bill and Rick, I think you're also Epcot next day. What about you, Michael?
I believe we are actually Hollywood. Let me double check. Yes, we're Hollywood Studios on the 2nd.
Okay. Rick and Bill, are you still looking at Epcot?
Yes.
So for you two guys, are you going to be eating around the world?
Gonna try. Yeah, it's just gonna depend on, you know, it's the same old question. How packed or busy is it gonna be? I mean, I know the two parks, last time I checked, the two parks that are unavailable is Magic Kingdom on the 1st and then Epcot on the 2nd. And I thought to myself, you know, should I just switch it around and go, you know, Epcot on that Sunday or whatever, but you know, it's like I think I'd rather just stay at Epcot. And you know, we still do, you know, I don't know what the hours are gonna be like too. You know, we did get the hopper, so you know, if it's too crazy or just leave the park and go, you know, to Boardwalk or you know, somewhere around that area. So you know, there are options out there.
Yeah,
I think the question for Bill and eating around the world is, how much money did he blow on the 1st on merch?
Yeah.
That's a good point. Well, I think for Steve and I, once again, we've got nowhere where we can find somewhere to eat. So it might be that we're waiting hours in line at each little stall, you know, for Morocco or, you know, England and so forth, Ireland, I should say. But yeah, I mean, that's our plan. And, you know, once again, for any one of our listeners, I will probably set a time sometime during that day if any of them are in the Epcot Park on Saturday. You know, maybe we could once again just meet up, get an ice cream, whatever. So all this is going to be worked out and fine-tuned, and we'll go out on our page. Were you planning on staying all day, Rick, at the park at Epcot?
I don't know yet.
You don't know?
And see how the kids feel.
And Michael, why did you choose Hollywood? Was there a reason?
I don't think there was an actual reason. I think it was just we picked what we picked based on availability and what we thought we wanted to do.
Right.
Because we're doing... hang on, I'm looking at the app and I'm filtering things because we're doing Magic Kingdom on the 1st, Hollywood Studios on the 2nd, Epcot, I think on the 3rd. Yeah. So yeah, I think we're just kind of playing a lot of stuff by ear. It's really interesting. It will be really interesting because I think the Rolkies are doing Hollywood the same day we are on the 2nd. So we should do a, hey, everybody, let's meet up and then see who comes to y'all's and who comes to ours.
Okay, you're on.
But I don't think there was a reason we picked the things that we picked. We just happened to pick what we picked. But, you know, who knows?
Well, that's going to be a very long day for Steve and I because... we had issues with our flight carrier and we had to change to American Airlines. And we were originally going to be coming back on the Saturday evening, I should say. Well, now we have a plane that is leaving Sunday morning at 6, which means we're going to get picked up at 3 at the hotel. And, you know, we're not probably going to get back from Epcot because we're planning on staying to see all the show and et cetera. So we're not going to get back to the, you know, hotel. By the time we get back to the hotel, I should say, is it worth having a room? Well, we decided, no, it's not. You know, to spend that much money on a room for, you know, a couple of hours, forget it. So we're staying up all night. So it's going to be fun. But I better just make sure I don't drink too much around the world. Otherwise, yeah, I won't make it. So, okay. Just a couple of more questions, guys. Where's everyone staying? Because you were talking about changing your reservation. Was you not, Mr. Parker?
I was. We initially booked Coronado. It's a great resort. It's very nice. It's well done, all of those things. But my one critique of it would be the same critique I had for some of the other resorts like Saratoga Springs. It's very well done. It's just not Disney-fied, meaning that you don't walk into a bunch of hidden Mickeys. You walk into a very nice resort. And that's great, and I enjoy that. But I also like the over-the-top Disney-ness of some of the resorts. So I don't think we've officially changed yet, but Michelle got us into Art of Animation. So we're, as of right now, I think 90% doing Art of Animation for our stay.
Okay. Bill, where are you staying?
Right now we're in Coronado Springs.
I'm glad you have trouble with that word, because it took me years to learn how to say Coronado. Yeah,
but this is like, you're an ESL. This is your second language, and this is my first language. I still can't talk it.
Oh my!
Hey, you know what, Bill? I can get away with tons because I'll just turn around and say, "Oh, that's how the English say it," you know. Yes.
I mean, that's what I should do. It's whatever.
I've been hanging around Sheila so much. Yeah. That's how she. Yeah, blame me. There you go.
I thought you called them crisps.
We have not stayed there yet. Always nervous because it's such a big resort. I mean, spread out, and so I'm looking forward to seeing how I like it. I've wanted to stay there. We're doing a preferred room, so hopefully we get something close to something. And
me, that's about me.
Yeah, you. So
I will say, Bill, I will say, based on our previous experience and what you just said, with it being so spread out, I would plan on check-in possibly taking you more than you think, just because the way they have it set up is the tower is everyone's check-in. So if you think about how big Coronado Springs is, you've got all the resort and then you have the tower, and everybody checks in at that one spot in the tower. Mm-hmm. So that was, I'm not going to say we were disappointed, but when we got there, it wasn't the same thing that we experienced in other resorts, where even if you had to stand in line and then get there, they were super attentive. And they were attentive, but they were not super attentive. And I don't blame them, because they have 8 bajillion people checking into this, let's just be honest, conference center. And if you're in the tower, you're like, no, I'm staying in this really cool place. And they're like, yeah, we got to get you out of here because we got this group of cheerleaders coming in 20 minutes, you know. So, but that's the main negative I would have, I guess.
Yeah.
It is huge, but, you know.
I suppose we've been lucky when we stayed there. But it hasn't been the 50th anniversary of Magic Kingdom either. So, Rick, you're still staying at Coronado as well?
Yes.
Woo-hoo. Yes, we are. So who's going to bang on whose door at 4 o'clock in the morning? Abby is also staying there. Be warned, guys.
I think the warning needs to go out as to where B is staying.
B's probably staying at the Thaxton, Casa de Thaxton.
Yeah.
But, I mean, she could be on the side. She's got plenty of DVC points.
Right.
Let's just keep her away from the spas. That's all I can say. We love you, B. We love you. All right, starting to wind up here. We talked about stuff that we're excited about. Is there anything, guys, that you're maybe a bit, I want to use the right word here, not concerned, not worried, but maybe not looking forward to as much. Rick, let's start with you.
What am I not looking forward to?
Yeah, maybe. Maybe you've got something.
The crowd? Maybe you got
crowds. That's a good one.
I mean, let's just go for the obvious there. I wish we could be staying longer. We have our flight on Sundays, 10 something. Yeah, so we'll be leaving around 7 or 8.
Right.
We could be staying there for the third day and do some. The flights just don't work for us.
I mean, you mentioned crowds, Rick. I think one of the things, and Michael, this will not affect you, but I think one of the things that's concerning me is when we land, and I don't know if you're landing at MCO, guys, Phil, Rick, but yeah. One thing that concerns me is I've been seeing the lineup for people getting on the Magical Express, and I'm thinking, oh my gosh, that's going to take ages, you know?
We're renting a car.
Oh, are you?
Yeah.
Oh, yes, you are. I apologize. We had that discussion. Yeah. You see, actually, when we found out we were not staying in a resort on the Saturday night, that was something that we had thought about was, well, we can rent a car at Disney, and we've got a car that we could take to the airport, basically, you know, one way to the airport, and find a quiet spot and sleep for a couple of hours. It would have cost us, I think it was like $100 or something, to rent a car for the hours that we would need it, which is, you know, tons cheaper than a resort. So, yeah, it was kind of interesting. So that was one of our plans. And we might do it. I mean, Steve and I always try to do something that we've never done before. But on this one, we're just going to stay up all night and see how it goes. So what about you, Bill? Is there something that you think, oh, gosh, you know, what that's going to be like?
I mean, I've said this before tonight. I mean, while we were talking, Rick just said it with the crowds, obviously, the crowds issue. I guess slightly concerned about the food situation, too. Just, you know, how it is since we're doing quick service, if we're going to be able to find somewhere to sit down and, you know, just kind of cool our jets or whatever for a little bit. The other thing I'm kind of worried about is, you know, how when people hear my voice as I'm talking and they realize who I am, you know, that, and you know, I don't have my bodyguards with me or anything like that. So it might be, you know, be like when the Beatles came to America is what I'm imagining it's going to be.
Worries
me a little bit.
So we got Michael, who's going to have his own little lineup, getting all the graphs, and you'll be ducking behind everyone else so the crowds don't go after you and rip your clothes off, right?
Correct.
Yeah, I think that's what happened in February of 2022.
You're a little staticky there.
I said...
Losing you. I'm losing you. Yeah, that's what I thought. Okay.
Whatever, Bill. I'm going to post that picture come February, I'll tell you. But, yeah, so I think we've kind of covered everything. I cannot wait. But going back to merch, Michael, did I miss you on the last question?
Yes,
yeah,
you did.
Yeah, I did. I apologize. Oh, I'm sorry. Okay. Michael, is there anything that you are a little bit apprehensive about?
So, I don't like using the term apprehensive, but I guess that's the best term. We don't know what's going to happen with our family. And by that, I mean, we've been to Disney multiple times, obviously, with no kids and with a 6-year-old, a 7-year-old, an 8-year-old, a 9-year-old, 13-year-old. We've been with a 10-month-old. We have not, however, been with a very soon-to-be 3-year-old. So that's causing a little bit of anxiety just because I haven't done Disney with an almost 3-year-old. I don't know if, like, the way that Katie works currently is if she is in daycare, she takes a nap. If she is not in daycare, she does not take a nap, which means that then she falls asleep at 5 or 6 in the afternoon and then has a bedtime of 7 or 7:30 that gets pushed out until sometimes after 9 because she fell asleep at 5. So we don't know how that's going to work, but we're going to have a very comfy stroller. We're going to be very flexible and just kind of see how it goes. I am, I'm interested in what's going to happen crowd-wise just because, you know, like what I think Rick mentioned it and possibly you and Bill. I'm interested to see what happens between now and then, just in the world and whatever. Do we even know right now or have a guesstimate as to what actual, quote, capacity that Disney is sticking to in their parks? Yeah. I know that we've talked about, like, oh, they don't have any available, you know, park reservations in this park or that park or whatever, but what's the actual percentage? Like, is Disney booked Magic Kingdom on October the 1st, 100% of a 30, a 20, a 35% total capacity? I don't know. Based on things that I've been seeing, and again, I don't want Disney to not do well, but it seems like a bunch of people are canceling, quite possibly. So I don't know. Like, we'll just have to play it by ear. But the main thing, I don't even really care about the crowds like I do, but I don't. But the main thing that I'm concerned, if you will, about is what do you do with an overactive 2¾-year-old who's only overactive because she didn't get a nap, and I don't want to miss this thing or that thing, but she probably should go lay down, so we'll just have to play that one by ear. But that's the main thing that I'm like, what's going to happen?
That is a hard age, to be quite honest. I think of Michelle. She has Owen, but he's still okay to sort of like sit in the stroller and play with a few toys. You know, when you look at Katie's age, it's completely different. They want out. They want to be running. Yeah.
They want to do something. They want to be involved in something. Yeah. It's not just like, okay, shut up. You're 18 months old. Go to sleep. Like, she's like, I'm not tired. And you're like, no, you are. And then she's like, no, I'm hungry. And you're like, geez. Yeah, that'll be interesting, but it'll be fine. We'll work it out.
Actually, Bill, do you know what I'm looking forward to the most?
What
we don't have kids. We do not have kids with
us. That's true. That's very true.
But for some reason, I can see you pushing Owen and I can see me taking Katie at some point. You know?
Y'all just let us know when you want them, and we'll ship them to you.
I could just see my wife and Michelle becoming BFFs, and they're like, "Here, Daniel, and Bill, you take the kids," and you know, we're sitting there being, you know, super dads.
Look, I'll be happy if y'all take the kids, and me and Daniel and Michelle just go drink around the world. I'm cool with that.
I mean, the kids can come with me on my picnic to the island when we can't get any food elsewhere. So kids will not starve on this trip.
They will not.
They will not, no. Actually, before you close us out, Michael, is there anything, I do want to just do a quick blurb on the T-shirts, but is there anything that you guys want to add, Rick, Bill?
I'm just excited to be going in to see everybody.
I know.
That better not disappoint me.
You see, I've just seen you. So, you know, I've got to build up my excitement again, I suppose. It's going to be hard, but I can do it. I can do it. But Michael and Bill, I haven't seen. It's going to be whoa. it's going to be fun.
I promise I'm better looking in real life.
Oh, I'm worse. But, you know, I'm going to have a mask. I'm going to have glasses on. And I've got a big sun hat. So you're not going to see much of me anyway. So
there you go.
Bill, is there anything that you wanted to add before the show closes out?
No, just excited to be, you know, obviously to meet everyone, just to be there on such a magical day.
Yes.
And, you know, the 3 or 4 days that I'll be there and enjoy. It's our first trip pretty much out of the state without our kids since we got married and since we had kids. So I'm looking forward to that part of it. So I'm sure I'll miss them, but I'm looking forward to that. Yeah, I will.
Oh, Rick. Okay. You know, I'm not a seller. I'm not very good at selling stuff. But the bottom line is I've worked on a storefront that is on our website, monorailtales.com. And if you go to that site, you can either at the very top, there's a link that says buy merch. Or if you want, just go right down to the bottom of the front page and, you know, there is a storefront. There's a few shirts, different kinds of shirts, different price ranges on the shirts. We have good choice of colors. The lowest price that I could go down to, this isn't really about making profit. I think it's just if you want a monorail Tales t-shirt, I would like to bring the price down and you wear that shirt. I mean, that is supporting us like you would not believe. And if you are able to come to any of our meet and greets and you're okay with it, wear the shirt, because I'm really hoping to, you know, have a few more monorail tail t-shirts than Rick and I. So this is a print on demand. It's not me doing the printing. This is an actual store that you go through. And I just ordered Steve and I 6 shirts for that weekend. And from time of me putting my order in to me getting my t-shirt was 7 days or something. It's a real quick turnaround. I'm not going to push this anymore. I don't believe in pushing, you know, forcing people to try and buy our t-shirts. But if you are of the mind, there is your link to go, monorailtales.com.
The tie-dye one is cute.
Oh, the tie-dye. I just added that one. And there is another one which I might add. I don't know. But our good friend, Christine Mack, from Canada, yay, she ordered the green tie-dye. So I've already sold one of those. And as I said, these prices are as low as I can go, guys.
I thought there was underwear on there. Did you take it out of the shop?
Are you asking if I've got underwear?
Did you take the underwear out of the shop?
The underwear came out because my son, when he was setting up the store, you know, originally, for some reason, my son, and I don't know where he gets his sense of humor from, believe me, but my son did put some underwear in there with the Monorail Tales logo. If you want underwear, Rick, I can do it for you.
You might want to match from head to toe.
Okay, you know what? Tomorrow I'm now gonna put in underwear just for Rick. Oh my gosh. Okay, so anyway, guys, there it is, monorailtales.com, for any t-shirts you want to buy, for any of our social links, it's all there. Okay, and for me, before I hand it over to Michael, we love you, and it'd be just great if you are able to see us either on the Thursday, the Friday, or the Saturday. So, yay! Over to you, Michael.
Nice. Thank you very much, Sheila. I think to summarize everything that happened tonight, we would have to say that none of this really matters. And we understand that. people are dealing with things from day to day, and they're dealing with just life in general. But I think that one of the things that helps us all as individuals and as, quote, the human race, is when we can come together and enjoy something together. My mom has this uncanny and a little bit cringy way of saying, let's make a memory.
Hmm.
And it's been funny because, like, she's just the way she is, and she says it, and, like, you know, so Charlie was like, oh, God, Mimi says, let's make a memory. But that's literally what we're doing. It doesn't matter in the long range or the long haul of it, everything, how much merch you buy, how many parks you visit, how many times you get to do this ride or that ride. What matters is that we're there. And we're present, and we experience what we came to experience. So I think that the biggest takeaway for me is if we go on this trip, all of us together, and we do get to run into each other, maybe at Raglan Road, maybe in the resort, maybe in a park, it's something. You know, you buy a shirt, it's going to get a stain on it. You buy a piece of merchandise, like a set of ears, it's going to make your head itch. It's going to annoy you. It's going to disintegrate, whatever. What we can take from all of this is a memory, something that we can hold on to. We can talk about with each other. We can reminisce about, we can share with our kids, our grandkids, etc. So it's not about having fun. It's not about what did you get to do. It's about the fact that you were there. I think looking back at 2020 and 2021, if you look and say, oh, well, I voted for this person, or I voted for that person, or this pandemic happened, or you should do this, or you should do that, in the long haul scheme of things, does it really matter? Did you get to go have fun with some friends and some family and make something that is bigger than you, that is a memory, then it was worth it. So I think that we should all go into this with the biggest and most open of hearts and know that we are experiencing things together, making memories together, in fact, possibly changing history together, and just take it as what it's worth, which is an amazing time amongst friends.
Switch on the sky and the stars glow for you. Go see the world, cause it's all so brand new. Don't close your eyes, cause your future's ready to shine. It's just a matter of time before we learn how to fly.
Thank you!